Depression is like being in the dark. No sense of smell, no sense of beauty, no sense of enjoying anything.
There's no simple explanation for depression. It's a complex interaction between life stressors, personality, family history, and brain chemicals.
Now the darkness comes and still.
Ingrid was diagnosed with clinical depression 20 years ago. Clinical depression is a persistent low mood that interferes with the way you function in everyday life. Ingrid tried to hide it, first from her husband and then from her daughter.
I had what my doctor called the sleepy sickness. During the day, that was my way to escape. I could sleep forever. I never wanted to wake up. Looking at mental health first aid, which is...
Ingrid's managed to turn her own experience of depression into a positive and now runs courses in mental health first aid. The people here are learning about the common psychiatric illnesses so that if they do come across someone in a crisis, they'll have a better idea how to help.
Let's draw our attention to the actual symptoms of depression. We teach people and participants to actually look at how they assess risk, listening non-judgmentally, encouraging people to seek professional help, giving reassurance that this is an illness or illnesses that can be treated, and also to encourage self-help strategies.
I've always felt that there is a connection between unemployment and symptoms of depression because it affects...
Lots of us do a course for physical first aid so that we know what to do if we're faced with someone having a heart attack. The same goes with mental health issues. If we're faced with someone having a mental health crisis, these skills can actually help us to help that person. There is life after and with depression. There's a lot of hope. There are opportunities to grow further from having had a mental illness.